Hello, and welcome to the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. This tutorial will guide you through everything that you need to know to get you started. Each file will be properly numbered so that you know what order to listen to them in. This first file will be specs and an unboxing so that you know what you're getting and what it'll look like. My name is Jared Jika. I will be guiding you through this tutorial. I am the Odin Android Accessibility Specialist. The Nexus 5 is the red version, 16 gig internal storage. This means that you should get approximately 13 gig of usable internal storage. The Nexus 5 has 2 gig of RAM as well as a quad-core Snapdragon processor at 2.26 GHz. Without further ado, let's go ahead and look at what you get in the box. I happen to just receive my Nexus 5 today. The best advice I can give for opening this box is opening it from the bottom, as the shipping label does cover the tape and may make it a little bit harder to open when you open the shipping box. I happen to have keys here, so I'm going to use a key to open the box. What you want to do is find where the box is sealed and take your key across that part of the tape. It actually looks like on this one, the label is on the side, so therefore I can open it from the top or the bottom. Not knowing which is which, we'll just pick one side and open it. Inside the box, you're going to find two boxes, a piece of paper, and some bubbles. One of these boxes appears to be empty. It in fact is. Let's check the other box. The other box has a sleeve over it. This is how you should know that it's the actual phone box. Take the sleeve off the box, and you're good to go. The top lifts off the box. We're going to move our desk phone here, put the lid of the box on there. Immediately, you are presented with the Nexus 5 on the top of the box. Simply take the phone out of the box and you see where the phone was sitting. This phone is a 5-inch phone. Up at the top of the phone, you see three what look like holes. However, only one of them is actually a hole. The center hole is going to be your earpiece. And in actuality, this is a cover that's covering your phone. So this is how you'll know when you have found the top of the phone. On the left-hand side is your rocker that is toward the top of the phone, about an inch from the top. On the right side of the phone is your power button. Again, about an inch from the top, maybe a little less than an inch. Peel off the cover that is on your phone, and you will only see one hole. This is the earpiece. This is how you know you have the phone correctly in your hand. Let's set the phone down for just a moment because we want to look at what else is inside the box. Simply remove where the phone was sitting by lifting it out of the box. You're also going to find a book and what appears to be actually two books. You are also going to find in this box a what appears to be USB cable and a plug that goes into your wall that the USB port or that the USB plug plugs into. This is all that you should find in your box. Your phone should come with the SIM card already preloaded and set up for you with your phone number on it. Also, accessibility features such as TalkBack should already be enabled as well. If the accessibility options are not enabled for you, in other words, when you turn your phone on, if TalkBack does not come up talking after several seconds, please call Odin Mobile for further assistance. we will show you what should happen in this file. Right now we are working on opening the USB cable, and now we are opening the wall part of the charger. And we're going to put the plastic in the box for now because we don't need it. We'll put it under all the books and paperwork and all that. Once you've gotten everything out of the box, simply put the box back together and put it up for safekeeping. The USB cable does have a wire tie, what looks like a bread tie. Simply undo it and you'll get your USB cable out. One end of the USB cable does plug into the part that goes into the wall. And now I can plug this into the wall and plug my phone into it. As you notice, the cable is not very long, so using it while it's plugged in may not be a viable option for you. Sometimes the phones do come charged up somewhat. Let's see if this one did. Before we move on to file 2, we're going to show you what happens when you turn your phone on for the first time. I'm going to press and hold the power button for about 3 seconds, starting now. 1, 2, 3. At the third second, the phone should vibrate, and once the phone vibrated at you, you can simply release the power button. We are waiting for the phone to boot up at this point.
Expand unlock area.
And as you heard, it did come up talking.
Unlock. Unlock. Home.
In the next file, we will show you around your home screen and teach you some of the talkback gestures.